This is Author Talk, brought to you by Author House, the leading provider of services to help authors publish, promote, and sell their books. Author Talk is produced by TogiNet Radio, on the web at toginet.com.
For Steve Jorgensen, this is J. Douglas Barker, and today on Author Talk, we'll be visiting with John Hunt to discuss his book and his story, Walking with Jason. Welcome, John.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I'm honored to visit with you by phone. In the foreword of your book, these lines jumped off the page and basically recount the story of your book. When an untimely death takes a young person, its aftermath is often a series of extended and entangled tragedies. Such a loss can leave in its wake significantly diminished living among those loved ones remaining. These realities bear witness that a grief of that magnitude is never gotten over. It survived. Why did you come to write this book? What was your motivation behind it?
Actually, I had multiple motivations. The first was, after Jason's death, we started a foundation called the Jason William Hunt Foundation, which was to carry on basically his legacy and in his memory of his work with troubled kids that were using expeditions in the woods to help them learn to believe in themselves again. And we found that we needed a more dependable method of raising money. The last couple of years, a lot of our donors kind of had some financial problems, and we were kind of low on cash. And we had done some charity events and fundraising, 5Ks and car shows and things like that. But we were looking for something a little bit more of an ongoing basis that could generate cash. And the idea came to me that maybe a telling of Jason's attempts to be an effective outdoor educator, working with these kids who have very troubled lives and come from very different settings, would be a way to talk about the industry itself, the outdoor education, the outdoor experience as a way of helping people, and would be a way of maybe motivating some kids like Jason was in high school and college who love the outdoors, but we're looking for ways to stay outdoors. And this became a way. This became a job and a life process of working with people in the outdoors and being able to do the things he loved, the climbing, the hiking, the canoeing, all the different outdoor activities. And he could stay outdoors because he was working with kids in the outdoors. And so it became kind of a mission of mine to write the book and reveal the outdoor experience.
Please give us a little more of the history of Jason and his background, his interest. I understand you also have an interest in the outdoors and love it, as he did.
Yeah, I've had some experiences. I've been not as deep as probably Jason got into with the rock climbing. I'm not one to rock climb. But we've obviously camped and hiked, and we've canoed, and we've kayaked, and do some stand-up paddle boarding, and over the years, bicycle riding. So there's been a lot of different activities. I was on National Ski Patrol for a long time and really enjoyed things that kept us outdoors. So I think when Jason came along, it was just another part of the process. So we'd been outdoor family to begin with, so he was, in a way, trying to find his niche, and he ran into a good buddy of his in high school that was into rock climbing. And they started together rock climbing, and that was, Jason found that was his love. Mm. So then the challenge became, okay, how do we continue this love of rock climbing and at the same time have a life? And so we, instead of a job, I think it became more of a calling, more of a, as I call it in a book, a ministry of the outdoors where he was working with kids, helping them.
This activity is called therapeutic wilderness training. Would that be the best way to describe this?
Yes, I call it therapeutic wilderness because the very essence of these groups is going out and they're challenging kids in the sense that the kids have to carry heavy packs, they think they may be 50 or 60 pounds, they're probably more like about 35. But after hiking for several hours, climbing up and down mountains, they feel the packs get really heavy. So the kids are challenged all through this. They learn new skills. They learn how to set up the tent properly so it's not the water's not running down, and they have to move their sleeping bag every couple of minutes, and they learn how to cook, and they learn really how to fend for themselves in the outdoors. And these are experiences that they probably never even realized were available to them, and they probably never realized that they could handle and be good at. And so this whole process, being outdoors, the outdoors is really challenging. Mother Nature, there's an old joke about you don't mess with Mother Nature, and it's true. Mother Nature is not very forgiving. It has its own set of circumstances, and if you cross the line with Mother Nature, you're going to learn real fast. The consequences come back real sharp. And so a kid who's challenging the system learns real well, real quick, rather that he can't buck the system with Mother Nature. He's got to toe the line. He's got to learn all of a sudden a whole new way to act. And what's really great about it is he does it in an environment that's controlled and guided by these educators, these wilderness educators, who really are there more as guides and guardians for the kids. They make sure the kids are protected, they make sure the kids are safe, but they also make sure that the total environment is still challenging for them. They're still keeping them moving, keeping them focused, or trying to get them focused on where they need to be.
Now, as a wilderness educator, where was he based?
Well, Jason, he was a nomad. Many in that, I guess you could say he was based in Cincinnati, where we live, but as a wilderness educator, there's a lot of jobs that are just seasonal, and mm-hmm. So you see these people hopping from one location. Jason worked in Montana for a while, then he was out in North Carolina, then he went to, had a job set up to go to Maine just before he died. So he was, they kind of like have truck, we'll travel type of system in order to stay outdoors. Now, there are some systems where they're year-round, and they can stay with that job and with that program, and they alternate. The kids go out for a 40- or 60-day expedition, and the staff will change out every few days so people get to go home again, whereas the nomads tend to be in programs that work. You're there for 60 or 90 or 20 days, and you're on that expedition from the beginning to the end. So there's several different ways they do it, but it's kind of interesting because they carry an awful lot of their life back in the back of their pickup truck or their SUV.
You've written almost 300 pages describing Jason's life. Who do you think this book will appeal to?
Well, that's an interesting question because a lot of the people that have read it so far have found their own individual purposes or value behind it, and it's kind of amazing. But obviously, I think my first approach was to talk to the high schoolers, the college kids coming up saying, hey, here's a grand opportunity to help other people. And if you love the outdoors or think about the outdoors, so that was one of the alternatives. I think social workers, psychologists, people that work with kids, this is a great tool for them to understand the value of the outdoors. I think parents that maybe have a child in trouble or could use this book as a alternative to what they could do to help their child. I see psychologists or social workers maybe handing this copy or referring parents to this book as a way to have them, the parents, understand maybe a program that the social worker might be presenting to them. And then I think there's probably people out there who would value a book that talks about the loss of a child and how we as a family came together and how we moved on from that. There's a part in the book I talk about where I read when Jason died, people gave us different books to read, and there were two books specifically that I read. One was by a Yale Divinity professor, and the other was by actually a previous Surgeon General of the United States, and both of them had lost sons, and both of them didn't have the chance to be with their son at the time of the death. We were with Jason for about 9 days as he was in a coma after his fall. Why we were picked to be there for 9 days when these other two individuals who are very very experienced, I would say, in talking about death or working with people who have died. Didn't have that opportunity. I don't know. But out of all of that, we started the foundation and we moved on trying to extend that help to other people.
Now, if you're introducing this to someone that didn't know Jason's story, how would you describe this book?
It's a father's recounting of his son's attempt to be an effective wilderness educator, working with kids at risk, troubled kids, in the woods on expeditions. And in that process, the kids learn to believe in themselves. And that action is discussed in the book by not only Jason's words, but interviews that I had with other outdoor educators, with administrators, and actually with the students. There are some students that gave me the time to talk about their experience and what it meant to them. So it's I think that's the best way I would recount the book.
It's a story of tragedy, but it sounds like there's an underpinning of inspiration also in your book.
Oh, I think so very much. It's kind of interesting because when I started to write the book, I wrote it, and then as people read it and people edited it, they would say, "Oh, this is a father's recounting of his lost son." And I thought I was past that, I guess,
yes,
too naively, but I thought after Jason died in 01, so I guess I thought in 12 years I'd probably worked beyond that, and now it was just time to kind of promote outdoor experiential education. And in reality, the more I wrote the book and the more people talked to me about the book, I realized, yeah, I'm still out there. It never really goes away. It may recede a little bit, or the idea of the loss may, you learn to live with it and you learn to go on.
John, what was the most challenging part of writing Jason's story? I'm sure recounting his life and doing the interviews must have been difficult, but were there other challenges that you didn't anticipate?
Yes, you're right. Just the whole idea of trying to talk about Jason and the actual fall and that whole nine-day experience is still very emotional. The other challenging part of the book for me was in writing the book about Jason, I didn't want to be a maudlin father who just loved his son and was in praise of everything he did, because I just felt in today's society you get an awful lot of that from parents who are talking about their child who just was a mass murderer or did some horrendous act, and the media is all over them and you get this feeling. I just felt that as a parent, I would lose a sense of value in the words I was saying. So what saved me, and I think what really makes the book, is at the time of Jason's death and during some of my travels, people recounted their experiences about Jason. And so I was able to draw from their experiences of Jason. And then sometimes they were, as a parent, you don't see the forest from the trees. So they were looking at him with different eyes. And I was able to pull together throughout the book their instances of Jason that I think relate to what I was talking about in the book, or at least I hope it does.
Yes.
But it showed Jason as, I think you could actually say, he was like the model of an outdoor educator struggling to be good.
Mm.
So that, I think, add more weight to the book, and they were more independent eyes than my own.
On a personal note, John, thank you for taking time to write this book. I'm sure it was a great challenge for you. But I, on the other hand, know that readers who read the story of walking with Jason will be inspired to perhaps live their life to its fullest.
Oh, I certainly hope, and I appreciate those words.
We've been visiting with John Hunt, author of Walking with Jason. John, where can we obtain your book?
Well, the book is available through the foundation, which is the Jason William Hunt Foundation. That's www.jwhf.org. And if you go to the website and follow the book cover track, takes you to either buying it through the foundation. And actually, we do accept donations, so you could make a donation, and we have a program there for donations. And then also, on the website, we have alternate sources, like Author House, my publisher, has a bookstore. And then there's Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I am beginning to list locally stores across the country that are carrying the book, so that if you go to our website, Jason William Hunt Foundation website, there's a lot of information as to where you can get the book.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing your inspiring story. For Steve Jorgensen and Author House, this is J. Douglas Barker.